KSL News Time 4:49, time for Triple Team Traffic. We'll start with Ricky Meese.
We had an accident northbound I-15 just before the Highway 89 split in Farmington that really snarled the drive. So from Centerville almost back to 5th South Bountiful, we are still seeing stop-and-go speeds. But that's in addition to the heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 from downtown to the North Interchange, and then again from Lagoon through Kaysville. Michelle?
Traffic volumes are really filling in on 5600 West southbound. You'll hit those delays just before 700 South, all the way down to Highway 201. Looking to Bangor Highway southbound, you'll also hit some pretty heavy delays right around California Avenue down to Highway 201. Northbound approaching Highway 201 around on Bangor is also looking heavy. I-15 southbound is showing its typical building volumes right around Thanksgiving Point down through Lehigh. Mark?
You have a number of wrecks in the valley on I-15, mainly southbound. The one that was in a lane was going to be at 5600 South in Murray. That was in a center lane, but the rest of them are in the gore or off to the side. So you got heavy traffic coming out of downtown. Worst of it coming through Murray. It'll loosen up just a bit at the South Interchange and be slow and go again down to Sandy. You got northbound traffic coming up from Draper, and you have east belt delays southbound I-215 before I-80 traveling down towards Knutson's Corner. Leonardo is Utah's most creative museum. Inside, you can build a car, fly a plane, or paint a masterpiece. The Leonardo is the perfect place for unique family experiences. Visit theleonardo.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.